I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Typhoon Jebi, the strongest to hit Japan's mainland in a quarter century, made landfall on Tuesday. And then 2 days later, the country experienced a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. Joe Handley with Asian Access says,
it's a great opportunity for the Church of Japan to rise up and be the hands and feet of Christ in the midst of all that's happening.
Asian Access will be helping local churches respond to the disasters. Pray that these believers would be able to meet the physical and spiritual needs of those in their communities. Next, recordists in Mexico with Audio Scripture Ministries face long travel stints in rugged and remote villages. However, ASM's Joshua Harrison says it's worth it as the recordists work with native speakers to record scripture in new languages for audio Bibles.
Every time you're able to return to an area and perhaps you're bringing more audio Bibles and you hear and see the joy in people's hearts and lives as they're hearing and applying God's word, our recordists would say that is priceless.
Would you ask God to lead the right people to join this ministry? And finally, we turn to the U.S., where the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why just began filming its third season. Now, it's a fictional show about suicide. And Counselor Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministry says it points to something much bigger.
A show that can run that long with that topic, obviously it's hitting heartstrings. It's indicative of what's happening in our culture. We're really not okay. We're letting the culture run us instead of believers shining light into the darkness.
Join the discussion during National Suicide Awareness Month at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You'll find links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.